Could you speak about, if it's relevant, the way, is there ever one sort of dominant hindrance, but then in the service of that, the mind picks up other hindrances?
Yeah.
For example, I was just thinking or working with kind of going underneath a hindrance like sloth and torpor. Mm-hmm. Or sense desire, and viewing it as, or experimenting with it as aversion to just being with.
Mm. Yeah, there's, I mean, again, in a, to me, it's sort of like in a meditative kind of experience, keeping on coming back to the experience of the hindrance itself, rather than getting too wrapped up in the object and getting too wrapped up in the whole psychological process. I think it can be very useful, but it is true that, you know, less consciously we find ourselves bouncing back and forth quite a bit, you know, because if, say, we're feeling aversion and we don't know quite what to do it and we don't want to experience it, we're not willing to experience it, just as it is as a hindrance, the mind is going to look to something to kind of get away from it, to divert one's attention, and often that's, you know, like thoughts of sensual desire, you know. I'm feeling aversed, I don't like it, so I'm going to fantasize about food or sex or whatever, you know, because that's more pleasant, you know. And actually, you know, when the experience of sloth and torpor is actually an unpleasant experience in the way we usually try and escape from that rather than experiencing it and seeing it mindfully, is to actually absorb more into the object, which the object in like sloth and torpor is that feeling of drowsiness or that feeling of tiredness. And if we allow ourselves to move into it and sink into it and you know, drop off into dullness and sleep, then that relieves the discomfort of the sloth and torpor. So that's a real tricky one, you know. You know, in terms of working with that hindrance so that you don't get involved in multiple hindrance attacks, you know, it is important to see it as clearly as you can as the experience, but not absorb into the object. Again, as Ajahn Jeff mentioned, you know, and I mentioned right off the beginning, you know, like to separate the object from the experience, stay with the body, be willing to explore what is sloth and torpor. What is it? What, there's this feeling of heavy-lidded uncomfortableness, you know, and what I want to do is absorb into the actual dullness, drowsiness, you know, the feeling that will lead me towards comfort and relief. And then you just try not to let yourself go there, but to try and maintain a sense of alertness to the actual experience itself and move through it.